All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're doing Urieli's Gambit. So this game was removed from itch.io. I'm really not sure why. It's not as crazy as some other games they have on there that didn't get removed. And it kind of sucks for the developer Deep Glugs, but I will continue to cover it, and you can pick up his latest game on Steam. Can't remember what the name of that is right now, but yeah, Deep Glugs, that's all one word, and hopefully you'll be able to find it. Anyway, let's continue. All shall bend the knee at our might. Your kind kept this world in chaos. You don't deserve to exist in it any longer. Zeus summons chaos energy to bolster and magnify his already incredible power. The electric bolts turn blood red. That was pretty effective. Athena groans. You bastard, you'll pay for that. Do you know who I am? Shit, she's still alive. Don't have time for these fools. Gotta get over there. Turning, Urieli leaps into the air towards the god of the heavens. And gives him a really bad headache. The god of heaven lies still, unbreathing, dead. Brother! No! Get up, brother! Get up! From the other side, Athena and Perseus race towards their fallen father. Father! Suddenly, a large creature from the forest edge steps onto the mountain stone of the platform. Think you might have had the good sense to hide that? The creature roars. Shit, Apollyon! We need to go! My research! Behind the demon fells in a host of human soldiers. An army provided by Ygritte and her sisters. Athena, wait! Forget that! Turning and grabbing the disturbed Poseidon. Uncle, we have to go! We have to get reinforcements! The army advances towards the gate, and Perseus and Poseidon slip in. The body of Zeus lay motionless. Steno, weakened and in pain, stares at the fallen god. Bastards, I'll make you pay! I'll make you all pay! A Townsville Plantation, 1858. Gunshots echo around the plantation. Shit, there's so many of them. We may have to retreat. We can't, not yet. Suddenly, a stray bullet flies over their heads. Get lost! Wait, I think I see something. Is that... Urieli? At the opposite side, Steno makes her move. Blood bursts from her victim's neck. Steno's tomahawk blade makes easy work of the unsuspecting prey. The heck? What the? No! What is it? What's going on? She's killing them! It is Urieli! Oh, goddess! That's not Urieli! It's her! Steno slowly walks towards them. Hold on. Echo, we have to go! Wait, this may be our only chance. Chance for what? You've heard what Ashmedai said about her. You've just seen her rip those two to shreds! What do you mean, wait? It'll be okay. Trust me. We can help her. We can help Urieli. Hello, Steno. Stunnel walks right up to Echo. Echo's heart beats at the closeness. Fear almost paralyzes his body. You know me? How curious. You must be Yureli's companions. The infamous Townsville vigilantes. I just want to know what they are. My business is with them, not with you. Stenno, I have to tell you, Yureli is your... Silence! The paralysis overcomes Echo. He cannot move or speak. Don't interrupt. It's rude. Stenno sighs. This weapon of yours is very interesting. Dark. Cold. Strong. I like it very much. Stenno moves even closer. Now, where were we? Oh yes, your friends. You're about to tell me where they are. I can smell her on that weapon. I can smell her on you. But I don't smell Ashmedai. She better still be alive. Echo, are you okay? What did you do to him? He's just a little afraid. As you should be if Ashmedai told you anything about me. I'm a hunter. A killer. Yureli may have killed Zeus, but the rest of the Olympians? I hunted them down. One by one I killed them. Just like they did to their progenitors. Now speak, human. Tell me where they are. I can't. You can't? Enraged, Theno grabs Echo by the throat and pins him against the wall to the slave quarters. Echo! Theno holds her blade against the large man's throat. What do you mean you can't? I just want to know where they are. Tell me and I'll spare your pitiful lives. Let him go, bitch! Oh. She has hot blood. I'm impressed. But are you sure that weapon will work on me? Struggling to speak. No, Pamela, you can't kill her! Why not? I don't care who she is. Yureli is gone. She abandoned us. Why should we die for her? How curious. This one has great pain. I can feel it. Its energy flows into me. What did Yureli do to you to cause so much pain? She, if it weren't for her... Still struggling. You'd be in chains, Pamela. Just like me. Stenno was right. Pamela was in pain. Her husband was shot when Yureli had tried to free them. It had only been months since the ordeal. She had tried to move on. Tried to put it behind her and make herself strong. And she was strong. Months of training had made her confident. Nevertheless, the pain of the loss hadn't gone away. She had only been ignoring it. Covering it up with a thin layer of self-transformation. But it was her fault! She was careless! So easily distracted. We are the ones here, Echo. We are the ones who are freeing our brothers and sisters. Yureli isn't going to save us. We have to save ourselves. Finally, Pamela concedes. She gone west to San Francisco. Pamela! Very well. I can feel your despair in telling me this. It is truth, and thus I will keep my end of the contract. Stenno vanishes. Echo picks up Yureli's rifle. The two vigilantes stand in silence, both still not quite grasping what just happened, and how lucky they are to be alive. Meanwhile, on the other side of the building... Strange. Why did he tell her not to kill me? Like she could anyway. But still, could Yureli want me alive? A dangerous proposition for her. Ah, what a great night's sleep. Feels so good to be an angel on this wonderful morning. I'm glad she had a good time. Nobody else is having a good time right now, for sure. Now, where's your alley? We probably should be heading out soon. Lots of ground to cover. Oh, everyone is already up. Yureli, why didn't anyone wake me? What the heck? Yureli, what are you doing? Moaning sounds. Now, who's been a good puppy girl? Lou's been a good puppy girl. Yureli, I had her tied up. Why did you free her? Obviously because she asked me to. They've been going at it all morning. By the way, this buffalo you left last night is really good. Grr, I thought that lust ward would have worn off by morning. Apparently not. Or more likely, she's been lust-bound to the wolf girl over there. Probably happened with some fluid exchange last night. And if this angel hadn't have shown up when she did, I'd be in the same position as Yureli. Get lost. Yureli, snap out of it. Goddess of wisdom, stop that. Quiet down over there. They're starting to get interesting. Succubi, why did I ever leave heaven? Ashmedai, focus. How can we help Yureli? How do we unbind her? Okay, fine, Buzzkill. She has two options. First, with a strong enough will, she can break the binding like you and I have. It's clear, however, that Yureli's will is, lacking. Yureli, if you don't snap out of it, you'll never save your younger self. You'll never save Alina. Yureli ponders for a second. Of course we can still save them. Louv will help us. Because Louv is a good puppy girl. Louv is a good puppy girl. But Queen not be happy. Queen send Louv back to hell. Louv turn feral like other succubi. Louv not want to be feral. Huh? Feral? Hell is a dreadful place, Angel. Without mortals, succubi have no one to feed on. Sure, there are demons, but demons are, how you say, less fulfilling than other beings. And they are just as likely to kill you as to let you feed from them. Since being banished, the succubi in hell have been starving. Many have become so overcome with hunger that they've lost their minds. They seek nothing but to feed, but are also never satisfied. It's a dreadful disease, and it's why gaining entry to and staying on the mortal plane is so important for us. We are willing to do anything to get her and stay here. Well, apparently they're having a sex crisis right now, so, I mean, they just need to bring all the succubi up from hell that are having a hard time, and, oh, wow, hey, I've solved the sex crisis that we're having. I mean, hey, look. All right, I suspect my mother offered anyone who finds us permanent residency. Where normally, we're only here on rotation. Can't you just feed on each other? I'm afraid succubi don't give off the kind of lust energy as a mortal. Perhaps it's because of their short lives. They are the most filling of creatures. And before you condemn us, know this. Sure, we seduce and lure our prey, but our powers don't work unless the other party already wants it. Well, I mean, they're consensual. See? I mean, I've already solved the sex crisis, just like this. It's like, look now, we've got consensual succubi from hell. I mean, yeah, there's the hell part, and that's a little iffy, but hey, it'll fix things, right? Yeah, we won't have all the problems and the craziness and all the other stuff that has happened lately. We never take what others aren't already willing to give, and that's why Yureli can break free, but isn't. She wants to make the wolf girl happy. She wants to be bound to her. It's those fluffy ears. Oh, excuse me. It's these fluffy ears. They're so soft and cute. I didn't know. Well, you know now. That sounds dreadful. Well, you know who to blame. Those blasted Olympians, your parents. Seraphina shakes off the half-demon's accusation and turns to Louvre. Louvre, if you help us, we can protect you. I swear in the name of my mother, I won't let Queen Ygritte send you back to hell. Who is Demi's mother? My mother is the goddess of strategy and wisdom, Athena. Okay, I didn't know that, but you can kind of see she has her mother in her. Athena? Very important Olympian. Very strong. Louvre, accept contract. Louvre, help save friends of Euryale. Angel, protect Louvre from Queen. Great, let's go. Euryale, finish Louvre now. Then rest. Then leave. Of course, my fluffy little wolfie. Seraphina sighs. This isn't going to work. She's still lustbound. Let's wait until the climax before leaving. What's the other way? What other way? You said we had two options. What's the other option? Oh yeah, we have to reverse the binding. We have to make Louvre lustbound to Euryale. Okay, and how do we do that? Asmodai ponders for a moment. We could have them engage in a corruption battle. First one to come becomes bound to the winner. That should be fun to watch. Fine, let's get this over with. Louvre, Euryale, you two are going to do a corruption battle. That should be fun, in a loud whisper. Don't worry, I'll let you win. Asmodai. Okay, let me think. You could bolster her by dumping some heaven fire energy into her. Six months ago, the plane of heaven. Oh, who's this? Seraphina, you're done already? What's wrong? Did they reject your proposal again? They did, Irene. Seraphina sighs. I don't know what I was thinking. It's the same thing every time. You're not ready. It's too dangerous. The mortal plane is no place for angels. I just wish I had enough energy to open a portal to the mortal plane by myself. Then I could find my mother. That's too bad. You should just give up. Come on, we've got gate duty and we're late. I heard there's a bunch of men from Townsville lined up requesting admission. That's odd, you only usually get one or two a day. Yeah, they're claiming a demon killed them all. Crazy, right? A demon? Seraphina ponders a moment. Could this be your chance to go to the mortal plane? I guess we should hurry then. So, the Olympians banish the demons and succubi to hell and trap them there forever. But why did the succubi get banished with the demons? Aren't they different from demons? Succubi are vile creatures. All they want is sex and they'll do anything to get it. They seduce men and women and often drain them completely of their lust energy, leaving them dead. If you see a succubus, run away as fast as you can. Hey, Seraphina, are you coming or what? Oh yes, I'm coming. Hey, want to see the storm power I've been working on? Again? Can you actually make it rain? No, but I can do lightning now. Really? You're the daughter of Poseidon and you can't make it rain? Hey, I'm working on it. Seraphina, hello, where are you? You need to infuse Euryale with your heaven fire. Oh yeah, right. Seraphina summons Heavenfire energy in her hand. She then imprints the mental image of what she intends the Heavenfire energy to do. In this situation, she needs the Heavenfire energy to strengthen Euryale's resolve. Euryale has to break herself free from Louvre's corruptive binding. Otherwise, it'll be impossible for her to accomplish her mission. With her palm downwards, she forces the energy into Yureli. Oh, that tickles. You'll still let Louvre win, right? Yureli giggles. We shall see. There, that should help your will. Get ready to be rocked, wolf girl. Rocked, but we lie on nice padding from Angel. Gah, never mind. Yureli begins moving her hips. That she does. She grinds her sex against the wolf girls. Goddess Athena, they're going at it. This is kind of awkward. I'm an angel after all. These are succubi. I'm not sure I should be watching them like this. But it is kind of hot. They're grinding their, sweet spots together. I wonder how that feels. I probably shouldn't, but I can't stop looking. I can see their breasts rubbing against each other. Goddess, are Yureli's nipples hard? That probably feels so good. I wonder if I'd be okay if I touched myself a bit. Angel of Distraction unlocked. Next to Seraphina, Ashmedai is also enjoying the show. But she feels a lust energy binding that isn't coming from the two on the ground. The angel seems a little flushed. The angel, not the angle there. Wait a minute. Oh, this is too good to be true. I may have an opportunity here. To turn things to my favor. I guess that's fair. Hey, Heifer, what are you doing? It's okay, keep going. I insist. Seraphina fails to ignore the succubus' seduction command and continues rubbing herself with more vigor. Oh, goddess, why does it feel so good now? You think it feels good now? Just wait. Reaching behind the angel's back, the half-demon moves her loincloth aside. You are going to love this, you slutty cow. Seraphina feels a little pressure on her rosebud. What? What are you doing? Just keep rubbing, you beautiful bovine. With a small thrust, Ashmedai penetrates the virgin orifice. The angel lets out a squeal. I didn't know it could. Why does it... Pretty good, huh? Yes! Seraphina continued working her clit while enjoying the new sensation at her rear. She had never thought that part could be so... pleasurable. Soon her climax grew near. Ashmedai could see it and feel it coming. That's a good little cow. When I tell you to come, you will come for me. Ready? Now come! You're mine! Before Seraphina realizes, her knees buckle and she collapses in a familiar position. What? What have you done? Without words, the half-demon closes in on her next targets. The two succubi are too busy to notice what is happening. A mutiny of the most despicable. Yureli had never fully trusted Ashmedai. She was the succubus' queen daughter, after all. But she didn't suspect a betrayal like this with Seraphina so close by. Hey, what the heck? Whoops. Before Yureli can protest another word, her face is smothered into Ashmedai's sex. She mumbles incoherently. Just drink. It'll be over soon. 1 hour remaining, guys. Not fair. Not invited. Not your fight. Shut up and don't move, Wolfie. Ah, that's it. Sweet release. Drink up, girls. Though Yureli was nice to her and treated her with respect, Ashba and I knew where her loyalties were. Blood. When she found the opportunity to fulfill her mission, she took it. She bound all three girls to herself and marched them back to the queen. Ashba and I was thrilled that she hadn't failed her mother. She would no longer have to continue life making hard decisions on her own. Her mother would always be there to guide her. All she had to do was follow her every whim and be a good daughter. Again, that's spelled wrong. Once again, she was a good daughter. Spelled wrong. Can I get a 25? Do I hear a 25? There are 26. How about a 26 for this fine wolf girl? She wants her alpha. She needs her alpha. Who will it be? As for Yureli, Serafina, and Louvre, well, they were broken and then sold off as slaves. Oh, well, I mean, they got the Starless treatment. It'll be all right. Louvre was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Ashma and I didn't care. As far as she was concerned, Louvre was a failure. And failures get what they deserve. Sold! Wolf Girl has a new alpha for $26. Man, that's cheap. Now, next up is this fine snake-haired beauty. Who would start us out at $2? Me? $2. Right here, $2. She's been trimmed. She's been de-winged. She'll do anything to satisfy your lust. Does she wash dishes? Cook? Clean? Hell, we might have a... Yureli didn't even beg for her freedom. The weak-willed goddess was happy to be bound to Ashmedai. Then her mind was broken. She was made to forget about her mission. About her friends she had let me... Excuse me. About her friends she had let down. And about her sister forever trapped in the yoke of the queen. Sold to the man in the front for $5. Damn that bastard, he got it before I did. $5? Is that all I'm worth? Now, how about this white-haired goddess? Not only 3/4 Olympian, she's also pregnant. I'm pregnant. Let's start her out at $15. Here! Unlike Yureli, Serafina had a strong will. Ashmedai had to bind her several times. But even after that, she constantly fought the compulsion. If only I'd been more diligent, she thought to herself before her mind was wiped clean. How do they do that with like an angel anyway? I guess that must be Queen Egret's powers or something. Too little, too late. Sold for $42. Damn. Man, that went up. All the way to $42. Thanks for coming out tonight. Let's try to make better choices, shall we? Hey, who said they were bad? That guy, he got her for what? He got Yureli for $5. The other one... Hold on. All right. I like those little endings because they remind me of Starless. Okay? They're supposed to be like bad endings, but you don't know me. We like those kind of endings sometimes. Don't worry. Horror month is next month, guys. It's gonna be a doozy. I wonder if it'd be okay if I touched myself a bit. You're an angel. Start acting like one. Otherwise, that guy's gonna buy you for $42. I'm an angel. I have to stay strong. Still don't know how they wiped your mind, though. Like, again, it must be like Queen Egret. If she's that powerful, how in the world? I don't know. I'm just trying to think. It's like, why do you even have people send? Why are you even sending people out if you can literally just do the thing yourself? That's what I've tried to figure out here. Because she already showed that she can wipe everybody's mind like that. So if she's got that kind of power, then why is she going through all the hassle of having you do this, you do that? She could just come down herself and boom, I win. Let me know when you want to give up. You must do better if you want to beat me. Yureli grunts in frustration. Unleash your inner beast. Oh, you gonna go full altar beast? Power up. Hey, what is this? No more messing around. You will submit to me. Lou feeling going to come. Ooh, that's probably why Itch got this one. Shouldn't. I don't know. It's really weird. Because again, you got games like Raptus on there, which is supposed to be 10 times worse. And it's still there. Nobody's touched it. The more I keep saying the name of that game, the more people are going to check it out and realize, hey, Grim, that is really fucked up. That shouldn't be there. And then that devil have his game removed. Over the next few weeks, we made good time traveling towards our goal. Lou was actually able to keep up, despite not having wings. D.E. She was ever helpful and always made sure we had enough food to eat, even if we really didn't know what it was. She didn't ask for much in return. I made sure to reward her. She happened to be really into lap pillows. Whatever floats your boat, I guess. Oh, and she never wore any clothing. When asked about it, she'd just say, why would a wolf girl wear wolf clothes? Excuse me. Doesn't even make any sense when I said it. Why would wolf girl wear clothes? We arrived at the Comstock load area in Virginia City and quickly found Mount Davidson. You know, of the Harley Davidson. We hired some men. Sorry, hired is the wrong word here. Yureli giggles. We seduced some men into digging out a mine for us in the location Spoons described in the notes he gave me. How was today's haul? Better than yesterday. But we'll be here for months if we want to get enough to buy your silk and pay for passage. Damn. Yureli stares at Ashmedai for a few lingering seconds. I've noticed you've been concealing your horns and tail for the past few weeks. Yeah, they were getting in the way. Plus, with all the humans we've brought here to build and dig out this mine, I can't be too obvious about my other half. You don't really like that other half, do you? You'd probably hate it too if you had my father. But I don't really want to talk about it. Where's the wolf girl? She saw a rabbit and had to go chase it. As always. Suddenly, some running footsteps can be heard echoing out of the mine. Girls! Girls! Look what I found! Sarcastically. Oh great, the angel found something. Look how big it is! Get lost, that is a big one! And it's heavy too! Stupid angel, I'm really getting sick of her. It's not that big. Heh, that's... Look, The joke wrote itself. I almost made the joke earlier. Heh, that's what she said. There's several more like this inside. We can finally get out of here. Yes, but you will probably want to bathe first, though. Oh, yeah, hee-hee. Guess I got a little carried away. Suddenly the sky is turning dark. A large cloud looms overhead. Get lost, rain again? I swear the weather is crazy here in the desert. One minute it's sunny and next you're in a downpour. Uh-oh. A thunderclap rocks the three girls. Didn't they get rid of Zeus? Then who in the world's making the thunder? Thor? That's odd, lightning, but where's the rain? Lightning, but no rain? I mean, that's happened before. No, it couldn't be. What the heck? Silence, demon! Ashmedai! One step closer and she dies. I don't know what you are, but this is a demon. You bitch, if you hurt her, I'll... Yureli, wait! Irene? Irene, what are you doing? I came to save you from this demon. When you never returned to heaven, I came here. I've seen her with her demon tail while she was alone, and the daughter of Poseidon uncomfortably hesitates. She was using it to do unspeakable things. No, Irene, she's good, not evil. She's my friend. Friend? Your friend? I'm your friend. I get it. She's got you under some sort of spell. Go on, demon. Show her your horns and tail. And tell them the disgusting thing you were doing. You've got to be kidding me. The demigoddess kicks the half-demon. She's only a half-demon. Do it. Okay. Watch the heels. That freaking hurts. Asmodai reveals her horns and tail for all to see. Okay, so she's got horns and a tail. There, happy? See, she's a demon. Now tell them what you were doing with your tail. Queen Mother, damn me. Tell them! Okay, earlier when you were gone and Seraphina was in the mine, I masturbated with my tail. I mean, if you had a tail. Say it louder. I was jerking off with my tail. Get lost, is that all? See? She's not your friend. She's a low-life, degenerate demon. I mean, got a tail. I'm sure if there were more people that had tails, they would probably use them for those purposes. I mean, I'm just saying, that's stuff that we humans do. Cats and dogs and everything else that has a tail, they don't do that, but humans, we'd find a way to do it, because that's just how we are. And I'll do you a favor and end her pathetic life here and now. Irene, stop! I already know she's a demon. Well, half demon, anyway. But she's not evil. She's helping your alien eye. Please don't hurt her. You know? The angel ponders for a moment. Come back with me, Seraphina. You don't belong here with them. I can't go back, Irene. What I'm doing here is important, and I still need to find my mother. Yureli promised to help me. I'm here now. I convinced the council to send me here to bring you back. But we don't need to go back just yet. I can help you find your mother. We can do it together. You don't need these creatures. No, Irene. I cannot abandon my friends. Yureli needs me, and to be honest, I need her. She's teaching me so much about this world. And Asmodai. Sure, she's always calling me names, and most of the time she just sits idly and watches us do all the work. But deep down, I believe she's a good person. She has probably had many opportunities to betray Yureli, but she hasn't. She claims that she's just sticking around because she doesn't want to face the Queen having failed her mission. And maybe that's true. But while she's been with us, she has helped us. You choose to stay with them over me? I'm sorry, Irene. Forget that. What a waste of time. You're a traitor, Seraphina. I hope you rot here. Yureli comforts her shaking friend. Seraphina felt crushed. Well, you could just say Seraphina was crushed. She had known Irene all her life. Seraphina was genuinely surprised to see her. But she knew the prejudice of the sons and daughters of the Olympians. From her short time with Yureli, she had learned that not everything they were taught was as simple as she once believed. Here she was, being hugged by a primordial goddess who acted like a succubus, and in the companionship with a half-demon and a wolf girl. Yet somehow they all cared for each other. Or at least she did for them. Such a strange situation for an angel to be in. She didn't know what was to become of them all, but one thing was certain. If she didn't know it before, she did now. There was no going back for her. I know how hard that was for you. Thank you. Asmodai slowly approaches the hugging pair. I... Thank you, Seraphina. After that, we mined as much silver as we could. I don't know, I think it would be funny to see all these characters in like a classic sitcom where they're all in one building, you know? And they make little jokes and have laugh tracks. That would be funny. I think that would be kind of funny. Like an angel, a demon, a goddess, and a wolf girl all living together in the same little apartment. That would be funny. There was more than enough. We asked Louvre to take the surplus back to the Townsville camp as Spoons asked. She didn't want to continue with us to the city anyway. She claimed she preferred the open places. The wild. I was sad to see her go, but it was for the best. Bye, wolf girl. Perhaps we'll see each other again. A week later, we were in San Francisco. Okay, so, yeah, I knew there was something wrong. San Francisco is Franci. It's Cisco. Get lost! Asmodai is taking forever to change! After this, I'm taking a night. There's no night that I know of in this game. After this, I'm taking a nice hot bath in our hotel. I wonder if they've discovered bath bombs yet. Ahem! Damn, girl, looking good. I needed to blend in, and since we have the money now, I thought this would be nice. You actually bought that? Correct. I could have just transformed into a dress like it, but it doesn't have the same feel. You know what I mean? I guess so. Shall we go check out the dock now? Let's go find you a boat. Oh, wow. Look at that ship. So what about it? It's been so long since I've seen one like that. Come on. Let's go check it out. What the heck is this? You two are the last two. Move your asses, girls. Oh, I'm sorry. That didn't work out. What the heck is this? You two are the last two. Move your asses, girls. I ain't got all day. Yureli rushes over and fixes the girl's wardrobe. In Chinese. Goddess, are you okay? The girl does not respond.
Hey, what the heck do you think you're doing? Hands off the merchandise.
Screw you. You can't treat her like this. You will release these girls right now.
Screw your filth, white devil's daughters. If you got a problem, take it up with the boss. He's in his office over there.
In Chinese, stay strong. I will come for the both of you.
Actually, it would be in Mandarin, but yeah. What be the meaning of this? You can't just go entering a man's domain without nary a knock.
Are you the captain of that ship out there?
If you're talking about the HMS Pearl, indeed I am. And if you two beauties are asking, it'll be my pleasure to hear you out. Come on, tell me your business. Would you like a drink?
Uriel glances to the side table, alcohol covering its surface. I take it you're also responsible for the trafficking of those girls? The captain sits in his chair and leans back.
Well, if you aren't going to drink, I will. Woo, pour me some tea.
Yes, sir. The young woman makes her way to the desk.
No, to answer your question, I am. It's an unfortunate business, but the way I see it, if I'm not doing it, someone else will be.
He's not wrong about that, unfortunately.
And the profits would be theirs and not mine.
Screw your profits. These are women, girls even. You can't treat them like this. They deserve to be as free as you are. Beside Ureli, Ashmedai curiously listens. She remembers her brilliant plan of disguising herself as a slave to trap Ureli, and the abuse she and the other slaves endured.
No doubt, but it wasn't me who put them in the unfortunate situation. See Miss Wu here? Her own father sold her to us to pay his gambling debts.
Not paying complete attention to her task, Wu overfills the cup. Hot tea spills onto the captain.
Yes, what the hell you...
Well, that's what he would have said. The man yells out in pain. He says,
fuck!
He quickly, I don't know if he, whatever. I mean, he quickly gets up and grabs Wu by the hair.
You stupid bitch!
Ashmedai snaps back to attention. He wouldn't. He strikes the woman with an open hand and she falls to the floor. Ureli's blood boils, but before she's about to destroy the man, she notices something is off. She feels a rage greater than her own, but not from the captain. It's coming from Ashmedai. Ashmedai remembers her own mistreatment. It provoked her into killing her master on the night of Ureli's raid on their plantation. She was glad to do it. She hated the man, his wife, the workers, and everyone involved in the abuses.
Get out! You're probably with that white devil over in Chinatown. She's always interfering in my business. I've had enough. Out with ya.
Ashmedai, would you like to take care of this man?
I'd be happy to.
Ashmedai melts away her newly purchased dress, revealing a naked succubus. Well, I hope that wasn't very expensive. She directs chaos energy at the man, causing an intense, paralyzing fear to overcome him.
Well, what are you?
You're deaf if you don't get over here and kneel.
Now!
Quickly, the man walks over and kneels. At the same time, Ureli makes her way to the hurt woman and helps her up.
It's okay. Take me to where they are helping the others.
Ashmedai, keep him alive. We need his ship. Other than that, do what you want with him. Ureli and Wu leave.
You really believe you had no choice but to traffic these women?
Don't need a K there.
You foolish human.
I don't care for Ureli's quest to end this practice, but in the very least, you should have treated them better. I've killed humans for less than what you did to that woman. If it weren't for Ureli's command, I'd have killed you.
No, please, I'm sorry. I'll do anything. Just don't kill me.
You'll do more than anything. You like money, huh? You're going to sell us your ship. You'll still be captain, but from now on, you'll sail for us. We'll make you richer than you could ever be by trafficking poor defenseless girls.
What do you say? Do we have a deal?
Of course.
Good.
Now we have to seal the contract.
Contract?
You just made a contract with a succubus. I'll bind you to your word and me to mine.
Oh, excuse me. It'll bind you to your word and me to mine. Now, how shall we proceed? There's no way you are worthy of this. To think a pitiful human like you deserves to be sucked dry and left as a dry husk. Make no mistake, you will pay me back for what I'm allowing you to do. Get up her and meet... Get up here immediately and service me, worm. Immediately spelled a little wrong. That's okay. The man rises and Ashmedai quickly grabs him by the hair. Get licking. Lick up all the fluids you can find. The man starts lapping at her vagina. Seriously? That's the best you could do? I'll never get off with your skill. It's as if you've never done this before. Truly pathetic, you worm of a man. Maybe you don't even prefer pussy. Should we try to see if you're better working a non-female part? The man grunts and tries to pull back. Not so fast, you worm. Just stay there. I'll make this quick. Ashmedai increases the pressure and holds the man closely to her sex. She closes her eyes, holds the struggling man in place, and concentrates. Finding her lust center, she harnesses the energy and pushes it down. A succubus can modify her body, even making clothing appear to cover her. Okay, that's interesting. But with enough concentration, she can force herself also to orgasm. It's definitely not preferred, as it burns less energy rather than created. It's always more pleasurable to let the orgasm develop naturally, but she has no taste for this human. Some time ago, she wouldn't have cared about the man's cruelty. However, being on the receiving end as an undercover slave had changed her attitude. Without warning, she yanks the man's head back, his mouth still agape. She then releases a torrent of less latent fluids on the man's face and in his mouth. Now go, ready your ship and crew. We'll be by shortly to give you further instructions. Yes, mistress. The man gets up and leaves the ship. Leaves to the ship. He didn't leave the ship. He's going to board the ship. He's mine now. I could use him to my advantage. The half-demon thinks some more. No, not yet. These kinds of decisions make me anxious. Unless the right moment arises, I'll stay the path I'm on. Besides, your alley is kind of fun. The half-succubus pauses for a second. She feels like she's forgetting something important. Shit! My new dress! A few blocks away. Here. This called Chinatown. Okay, I was told to put the voices back on when we entered Chinatown because he hired a whole bunch of voice actors, and we're gonna see what happens with that. Girls sent here.
Get lost. Why didn't I see this before?
This part hidden from most visitors. Come, you meet Lomo.
Lomo? That means mother.
Yes, others call her White Devil.
Oh. That's who the captain was referring to.
Come, come! This is her place. Many daughters also live here.
Occidental Mission Home for Girls.
Come, come, you meet Lomo. In heavy Asian English accent, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Yep, anytime you get a new font. Lomo, please forgive my interruption. 5 trials, Mike Truck.
Wu? Oh, dear child, what are you doing here? Lomo rushes over to Wu. Come now, you don't have to be so formal here. Lomo, this woman helped me. She helped Sir Captain's girls, too. Okay, if come here? Wu, your English is improving. Very good. She turns to regard Yureli. You, what is your name?
The name is Yureli. I'm currently arranging a deal with the Captain of the Pearl. He'll no longer be bothering these girls.
That's good to hear. I probably don't want to know how you accomplished that. I've been laboring for years trying to get men like him to abandon that trade. But tell me more about yourself. What are you supposed to be?
You look like something out of myth. With that hair and those claws, I'd say you were trying to impersonate Medusa.
Impersonate? Impersonate. You've got it all wrong, love. Medusa is my sister.
Lomo moves closer to Yureli. Impossible. But your hair. Your hair is real. Are you really a...
goddess? I apparently am. I used to hide my hair around humans. But so far, no one has really placed me until you.
Incredible. Yureli, the sister of Ominous Voice. How can that be true? According to myth, both you and your sister...
Steno? No.
Yes, Steno. Both of you disappeared shortly after Medusa's death.
We didn't disappear. I mean... It's complicated. Let's just say we weren't ourselves. My sister, Steno, she's still not herself.
Then you must help her find herself again. There aren't many of you elder gods left. It's extremely rare to see any non-mortal creatures anymore. Some are starting to believe you're all just a myth. You have to do what you can for your kind.
I'm working on it.
The woman steps back. Very well. Bring me the others. I will make sure they're cared for. I wish you luck on your quest. I'd send you off with a god's blessing, but it appears you already have what you need inside you.
Thanks.
Yureli departs. She, goddess? Apparently so. Oh my! Lomo giggles. Go take her to others, daughter. That one's spelled right. Yes, Lomo. Yureli and Wu walk into the dark and moldy holding cell. Yureli's heart hurt for the girls laying in the filth. Many of these girls would die on the voyage across the Pacific. Those who survived would face years, if not a lifetime, of abuse. Working to pay one-sided contracts that were practically impossible for the girls to fulfill. If it weren't for Lomo and the others, hope for these girls was equally impossible. Yureli and Wu escorted the girls to the mission home. There, they would be given an education and a chance for freedom in an unjust world. At a luxury hotel.
I need pussy and I need food. In that exact order.
Oh, hi, Ashmedia. I'm just enjoying a nice bath. This hotel is great.
I see. Has he really returned yet?
No. Wasn't she with you?
we split up. You'll be happy to know I've acquired us a ship and crew.
That's nice. Care to join me? The bath is more than big enough.
Without saying anything, Asmodai sheds her clothing and gets in the bath.
The water better be warm.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You were right. This is quite nice.
I know, right?
Esmeralda notices the giddy angel looking like she wants to tell her something.
What? You look like you're about to burst. Out with it, angel.
Well, I have a surprise for you, Rayleigh. You know how she was asking about those things called bath bombs?
Yes?
I asked the hotel management, and I found some.
In the year 1858? Somewhat annoyed.
You don't say.
I do say. Take a look. I've already been using some.
Esmeralda glances down into the water.
Well, I'll be damned. So those are bath bombs, huh?
Yes. Feel them with your feet. They are nice and warm.
The half succubus rolls one between her feet.
Get lost. They are warm. And they glow.
Pretty cool, right? You're really going to be so proud of me.
I don't know. These don't quite match Eurelie's description.
Don't be jealous. I'll tell Eurelie both of us found them.
That's okay. You take credit.
Ashmedia, you've been nice to me lately.
I think, as you can tell, some of the voices are AI. And some of it's good and some of it's, like, again, they're not great. Even my little AI whatever thingy that I have, I don't really use a voice that well because it doesn't do a great job. Like, it kind of gets some things right and doesn't. It's still got a lot to go, but we're getting there as far as AI voices are concerned.
Shut up, cow.
It should be more like, shut up, cow.
You're disturbing my bath bombing.
Let me see. See, I wish I could kind of... I wish there was a voice thing where you could... You know, like with anime or the Eroge games, they have the different girls listed and you can choose whether or not you want to have their voice or how loud or whatever their voices are. Because I know Eurelie is a... he used like a professional VA for Eurelie. That's why she sounds different than the AI voices. But I can't just have Eurelie and the other ones, you know, just I'll do them myself. But that takes a lot more work, so... Because, look, in preferences, that's all we got. And I do like Eurelie's voice, but... Let's see here. We'll try it here. You're disturbing my bath bombing. Seraphina smiles to herself and relaxes. Also, I got an idea of her voice now. I knew it was deep, but I didn't know what kind it was. Eurelie! The goddess pauses at the door. Eurelie, come in the tub with us! I've found bath bombs! In a quiet, apathetic tone. That's nice. I think I'm going to lie down. Eurelie walks to the bed and falls upon it. Well, as long as she doesn't trip over it, but...
I mean, it is a nice bed. It's a better look. Well, it's a hotel bed. Of course it's going to be better than the old thing I have here. It doesn't look like much, but, you know. I don't know. Maybe I need a new mattress, everything. Yeah. Box springs are kind of... ugh. I freaking hate this century. Elena, I miss you. What's wrong with her? Her? I don't know. We ran into some assholes earlier. But as usual, I took care of them. She should be happy right now. We're one more step closer to her goal. I see. Oh, stop fretting, Angel. Why don't you get us some more bath bombs? The water's getting cold. Hey, why don't you get us some more bath bombs? I don't want to get out of this warm water. You get them. No, you. Fine. Tell you what. If you get them, the half-succubus moves towards the demigoddess. I'll let you. Wash your... breasts? My back! You are a very perverted angel. Do you know that? I... by the four queens of hell. You two keep it down. I didn't even know there were four queens in hell. I'll get the damn bath bombs just to get you two to shut up. Sorry, Aurelie. They're behind me on the dresser. Annoyed, the goddess walks over to the dresser. You know, these aren't bath bombs. What the heck are these? I described what you told us about them to management. They promised these were the same. Idiotic humans. These are rocks. Aurelie looks at the glowing rocks a bit more. Heavy suckers, though. Heavier than a normal rock. Warm, too. And what's with that glow? Elena! She'd know what these were. Oh, calm down, Aurelie. Bomb or not, they make the water warm and make my skin tingle. Pour them in and let it go. Skin tingle? Oh, darn! Get out of the water! These aren't bath bombs! These are uranium! I thought so! They're getting radiated! The next morning, throwing up sounds. Huh? What? Goddess of the deep! My back. I finally slept in a real bed and my back. Lucky you. Wait, there's something. Ashmedai. Oh, stop complaining, she says with eyes still closed. You should be honored to be my foot pillow. I am royalty after all. Aurelie gets up. I guess I don't mind. You don't? You don't mind me using you as a foot pillow? Well, maybe not a foot pillow exactly, but I do think you deserve to be rewarded and doted on a bit. You've been incredible lately. You got us a ship and a crew. I owe you. Enough, you may worship me later. It's my duty to help my troubled subjects. What the heck was that? Seraphina? Sorry, girls. I must have eaten too much last night. I think it's over, though. I'm starting to feel better. Are you sure? It better not have been that radiation. Damn it! Why did I have to leave that smartphone with spoons? I should have also downloaded WebMD. Oh, Lord, that would have told her she had cancer. I'm fine, Yureli. Relax. Asphodite's curiosity guides her to the angel's... guides her to the angel's side. Asphodite, where are your clothes and what are you doing? Why would a succubus wear clothes, darling? The half-succubus takes in a long, deep sniff of the angel. Did you know that chaos energy allows me to magnify my senses? But what? Asphodite moves lower. I may be able to smell what's going on with you. Well, what is it? Asphodite ignores her and moves even lower. She takes another long sniff. Uh-oh. This is going to lead to the auction again, where she gets sold for $42. Asphodite? Yureli? Well, I think a congratulations is in order. You two are going to be mommies. Huh? What? Yureli stares in shock, mouth agape. That's right. How exciting. First, I notice your breasts. They're getting bigger, and they smell like you're starting milk production. Then I smelled your sex. It's blatantly obvious. The creature inside you smelled of both you and Yureli. So it's clear that Yureli is the, father? Mother? Whatever? I gotta sit down. How is that even possible? Dang, you gods are more fertile than a fluffle of bunnies. Hit your head, a baby god pops out. That's just how it works, I guess. Seraphina, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Yureli, it's okay. Does that mean the wolf girl is gonna be pregnant too? It's great. I mean, I'm going to be a mommy. Aren't you excited, Yureli? Oh, Seraphina. I am excited. You're going to be mommies. How wonderful. Wait, why am I so happy for them? Aren't they my enemies? Wasn't I sent to kill Yureli? I'm so confused. Later that day.
Aye, m'lady. We'll get her done as you specified. But Captain, why are we using black paint? Because it's what the lady wants, you dolt. She says the pearl has to be black, so black she'll be.
That's exactly right. No boat named the Pearl can ever be any other color but black.
Yep,
Jack Sparrow made that rule. She'll be the fastest ship in the Caribbean. The captain stares at her in confusion. Then he decides it isn't worth questioning the lady's grasp on basic geography.
Right you are, missy. Now you, get your arse paintin'. We'll set sail for the tide changes.
Yes, sir. Yureli focuses on the ship arriving. Damn, that's even bigger than mine. Oh well, size doesn't matter, right? Meanwhile, on the ship just arriving in San Francisco... You seem bored out of your mind, Lassie. You knew. I'll never understand why you mortals managed to cross such a vast distance with such slow means. At least with walking, you can deviate and do something interesting. Here, all you can do is sit and stare at the nothingness of the water and waves. Terraria, Is that it? No, Taraya. Not Terraria. Taraya. Taraya lies down and moves her arm to shield her eyes from the sun. How much longer, Gavin?
We'll be pulling into port soon. We should gather your things. And as for the method of travel, you get used to it.
Few minutes later. Something caught your eye, Lassie? The loyal man walks up to his idol of worship. He makes note of the woman Taraya seems to be staring at.
I see. Did you call dibs?
Even if you didn't, you are going to stay even if I didn't, you are going to stay away from her.
Trouble?
With Taraya's powers, she's able to see things that most beings on this plane can barely sense.
Really?
She can see a creature's energy affinities, and this woman has her puzzled. The primary affinity is clear. She's a succubus, but she observed the other smaller colors painting the woman's aura. Perhaps partly goddess as well? Unclear. The mountainous woman continued to stare, muttering almost silently to herself. This creature is among everything I've seen in this... Excuse me, I messed that up. This creature is unique among everything I've seen in this world. I wonder what she's doing here.
Probably trying to work a contract out with someone. Speaking of which...
The woman's worshipper smiles to himself. Taraya cuts him off, snapping a glare at him. Taraya knew the man was attracted to this succubus. And being Scottish, he may even survive a night with one. I think he will. But it was still a big risk. One she was not willing to take.
I was talking about the paper. Waiting for me at the office. Speaking of which, I'll see you there.
Ah, yes, the paper. The man says nervously at her piercing gaze. The man briskly walks away. Taraya continues to stare, contemplating her move. A few minutes later, her curiosity overcomes her and she approaches the succubus. What a beautiful view. Her name is the Pearl. She'll be even more beautiful once I'm done with her. I wasn't talking about the ship.
Eh?
Yureli turns around.
Who? What are...
Wow. Where are you headed?
We're going to China. For silk and other things.
How curious. What would a succubus want with silk?
It's for... Wait. You know what I am?
Let's just say I can detect things about beings such as yourself that others on your plane cannot.
Get lost. That's nifty. But you should get your sensors checked. I'm actually not a succubus.
Curious. You have such a high affinity for lust. But I did detect other affinities, so I'm not surprised.
Other affinities? What do you mean?
Why don't we take this back to my hotel? I'll help you discover things about yourself that you may not know.
You want to bring a succubus back to your hotel with you? Are you sure that's a good idea?
I thought you said you weren't a succubus.
I'm not. I mean...
I was, but...
It's complicated.
You can tell me about it in my room.
My name is Taraya. Shall we?
I'm Yureli. Yureli grabs Taraya's hand and they walk towards her hotel. A little later in Taraya's room.
Go ahead and make yourself a drink. It'll just be one moment.
Yureli pours herself some whiskey.
As she turns... Oh, 5 minutes, guys. As she turns, she sees Taraya behind a curtain, changing into something. This is going to be fun. A lot of fun. As Taraya finishes, she strikes a pose for Yureli. Well, what do you think? Oh, okay. Yureli subconsciously licks her lips. Okay, so I thought she was going to be a more muscular kind of woman. Okay, now we're talking. Got the best of both worlds here. Amazing! Thank you, it's a little something I picked up elsewhere. I was going to say, that's something I haven't seen in this time period. Time period? Very interesting way to put it. You're full of surprises. Come over here. The olive-skinned woman walks over to the bed and sits upon it. Before we proceed, there's something you should know. I know you're a succubus, but in the bed, I am mommy. Without a word, Yureli strips her clothing and makes her way to the bed. Taraya opens her strong and firm arms and gestures the succubus to lie down. Okay, this is actually hot. Yureli does so, cradled in the firm embrace of Taraya. She finds one of Taraya's erect nipples and takes it into her mouth, suckling. Taraya moans in pleasure. That's a good girl. Yureli coos and she playfully toys the nipple in her mouth and with her tongue. Not to be outdone, Taraya moves her hand down to the sopping mess of Yureli's cunt. Oh, mommy, right there. She moves her finger back and forth across Yureli's erect clit. Doesn't take long for the succubus to orgasm at Taraya's touch. Aiming to return the favor, Yureli drops off the bed and squats down. She eyes the beautiful woman's sex and pumps a bit of lust energy there. She then dives in and begins licking the woman's now overly sensitive organs. Oh goddess, you are good at this. I can't get over how addictive succubi are. As Yureli works on Taraya's sex, she works her own. Damn, Taraya gasps. Oh. A few moments later, the two women cuddle in the position they started. I was right about you. You are delicious. Likewise, little one. And the way you came, you must have been quite pent up. I guess you could say that. Dealing with my follower, helping his business, surviving a war, I haven't had much time to myself. Sleeping around with someone I don't cherish tends to incentivize certain unwanted aspects. I don't get it. Just something I try to adhere to. I don't want to raise a line of mortals that are a bunch of dicks. Passing the centuries along, I'd rather raise a more proactive line. I kind of understand. Living so long, it's hard to find meaning. I don't even know how old I am, and I've never had a child. Why is that? Well, the bitch succubus Queen Egret took my memories and those of my sister. She even cursed me with apathy. Taraya clinches at hearing Egret's name. It had been a long time since she'd last heard it. When Taraya was a fixer, she had dealings with the queen. Fixer? Went into cyberpunk mode for a minute there. Sometimes very close and intimate dealings. She knew Egret well enough to know.
that pleasant things did not follow the mention of the Queen's name. You don't seem apathetic to me. We're gonna finish this scene first, guys. It's complicated. I'm headed to China now to fix that part. And to get silk? That's the other reason. It's to help stop a war. Not sure what to do about my sister, though. She still doesn't know who she is, and she's still under Ygritte's control. A brief moment of silence passes as Taraya contemplates what to say. Let me tell you something that a primordial once told me. Love is a powerful force. Some say it's the most powerful of the three primal energies in your world. Not even he could destroy it. Not that he would, she continues. He said, when you have it for someone, even be it a small amount or a burning inferno, it is strong enough to topple empires and raise the sullen. If you and your sister have the amount of love I believe you had for each other, I'm sure you'll find a way to reach her. Just know it's probably going to suck while doing so. Immortal creatures can be quite stubborn. Yureli ponders on Taraya's advice. I really hope you're right. Thank you. She snuggles closer in Taraya's embrace. After a while, the two fall asleep. Wasn't that nice? Back at the hotel. Okay, so we'll return to these two next. Well, shit. Is it gonna be November? Yeah, because October. Well, I mean, this was an hour and a half. Normally, this would be a whole week. This is what I would do all week. But I just decided to push it down into one large, massive video. So that's what we're doing with this one. And we'll see you guys back in November with more Yureli's Gambit. We'll probably be very close to the end. I'm not really sure, but I am really liking this. I have to admit, I actually really like where things are going. I wasn't sure what was going on with the whole, you know, in the beginning. Like, at first, the Greek stuff was really good. For those of you who hadn't seen that, check it on BitChute. It's on there. And then, you know, you had the whole 1800 slavery and all that kind of stuff and gonna win the Civil War and all. And that confused me. But now they're in this new era where they're trying to get a boat to go to China and get some silk. And there's, you know, all these new characters and things. And the interactions are getting better. And I think the models are getting better and the scenes are getting better. A lot of stuff is looking a lot better than it did at the beginning of the game. And that's good. That's good. I think this is definitely a developer worth supporting. I think the story is good. You don't know where it's going next. And that's one of the best things about any story. So, whoever is writing this story, they definitely have a lore planned out. And there's a lot of stuff going on. So, I highly recommend you support Deep Glugs and the future of this material. Because this story is pretty good. I like it. Alright guys, so I'm out and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with I think we're doing Petal. Yeah, we're doing Petal. So definitely stay tuned for that tomorrow around the same time. I might do it a little earlier. I don't usually do streams in the daytime, but I guess I can do streams in the daytime when the place is empty. So, yeah, I usually either do them, you know, when there's nobody home or when it's dark and, you know, quiet. That's when I usually do the streams. So, all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time. I'm out.